Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Appreciate you choosing us. Over the weekend, just devastation. Hurricane Helene has left at least 130 people dead in the South and hundreds missing. And when I thought about so many people here have wondered, how can we help? I thought immediately of Brothers Brother. The Brothers Brother Global Relief Foundation right here on the north side of Pittsburgh. And we appreciate, Ozzy, you being here. Ozzy Samad is the CEO. Normally, when we talk to you about issues, it's been overseas where you have been doing a lot of crisis management. Appreciate you joining me this morning.
Well, Larry, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So where do we start, Ozzy? This is so overwhelming. You've seen, like, Western Carolina, places like Asheville, where small towns in the mountains have been wiped out, and then all the way down into Florida. Six states deeply affected by these flooding rains and winds. So where do you start?
You know what, Larry, you're right. You know, when we look at the pictures, the footage of the devastation, it's absolutely unbelievable. I was just talking to a colleague of mine, and this reminds me of what happened, in 2017 with Puerto Rico, the Texas coast and so on and so forth. So what we have been doing is we have a two-pronged strategy. The first part is really assessing needs and so on. But what we do is, as you follow the path of the hurricane, you know, so many people, as you mentioned, are out of house and household. I mean, they have literally nothing left. And the first thing that we do is think about how can we at least provide them with a warm meal. So our initial response is going to a number of the food banks that have been in the path of the hurricane and making sure that they have the capacity to feed those who are indeed out of house and home. So we have identified six different food banks, you know, starting from, if you look at the path of the hurricane, you know, you start off in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, you know, going all the way up. Beyond that, you know, Kentucky and even Virginia. So we have identified food banks, and we work with a number of them previously, whether it's hurricane-related, tornado-related, and we are providing them with initial funding. So this way, Larry, not only can they do their job, you know, what they do on a daily basis, feeding those in need, but also helping those who have been impacted by the hurricane. So that's our first go-around.
And
I'm happy to explain after that, too.
Yeah, really, Ozzy, please, because I know a lot of people will want to help, and we can help. And you know this region is extraordinarily generous. So what's next after that immediate response?
Yeah, first of all, you know, I've got to say, Larry, and all credit, you know, to your listeners, City of Pittsburgh, none of the work that we do could we do without their support. And they have come through over and over and over. It always amazes me that, you know, despite whatever goes on, you'd think there'd be fatigue. You know, people have their own issues on a daily basis, but they still come through to help others, you know, be it next door, you know, across town, across the country or around the world. So thank you, first of all, so much to your listeners for enabling us to do the work that we do. So the second half is what I was talking about in terms of a needs assessment and us being able to provide things like hygiene kits. You know, again, as I mentioned, if you're out of your house and home, you know, simple things like a toothbrush you don't have, you know, soap, shampoo, deodorant, feminine hygiene products. So we have those, and those again have been, you know, assembled by volunteers from the City of Pittsburgh that come to our facilities. And we have things like safety equipment offered by, given to us by Mind Safety, MSA, it's called now. Giant Eagle, for example, has stepped up and they're offering us, you know, various types of products, whether it be water or other humanitarian supplies and so on. So we have all this ready to go. Now, I'll tell you, you know, what our experience has been the last 2 days, just from a communications perspective. You know, getting in touch with our partners on the ground has been difficult in terms of, you know, you can't just send something. Our goal is to work with the first responders that are on the ground and to complement their work. So, you know, as you know your own neighborhood where you live, right? If somebody from across town suddenly comes over and says, hey, do this, do that, they don't know what your neighborhood looks like. They don't even know if it's hilly or if it's flat. So our goal is to work with somebody, organizations that are already on the ground, that know the lay of the land, that know the people, and to support their work. So that's where we stand right now. We literally have supplies that can be put on trucks that can leave, you know, at a moment's notice, so to speak. And we're waiting for the responses from our partners.
Do you need volunteers? Do you need more help at this time?
So in terms of volunteers, you know, we love having people that can put together the hygiene kits I was talking about. You know, they're always welcome on a regular basis. And we're fortunate that we have, you know, a number of pilots of hygiene kits that were put together. But we would love to have volunteers come and put together more of these hygiene kits and so on and so forth. Again, as I mentioned, you know, these are critical from a first response perspective.
And
the other part, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Oz.
The other part, I think, is key. You know, when you see, as a human being, when you see others suffering, you want to go and see what you have in your household, you know, whether it's cans of food or whatever it might be. In terms of the effectiveness, quite honestly, what's most effective is financial donations. The reason being is when we put things on a truck, you know, we have to load it in a certain way and so on. It has to be relatively consistent. So for us, it's easier if we get financial donations that then enable us to speak to people on the ground, say, what is it that you need? And then respond to that. You know, ideally, we may be able to go out and purchase things locally if need be, you know, and oftentimes that's combined with donations and so on and so forth. So, you know, if anyone, and I got to tell you, Larry, it's absolutely unbelievable the number of donations that we have been receiving. It's one after the other after the other. You know, I mentioned yesterday to somebody that our initial response as far as the six food banks has been to commit 100,000. I see this not only multiple hundreds of thousands, but possibly in the millions. And obviously the devastation is in the billions. But from our perspective, you know, as far as our response goes, again, you know, going back to your listeners, we couldn't do it without you. And we really appreciate any support they can provide.
And you can do that by visiting brothersbrother.org, Brothers Brother Foundation, right here in Pittsburgh on our North Side. The president is Ozzie Samad. Ozzie, thank you for the time. We will help you any way we can. And if anyone can give a financial donation or volunteer, highly recommend that you reach out. Brothersbrother.org. Thank you, Ozzie, and God bless.
Thank you so much, Larry. And just your audience should know 100% of what they give goes to support people in need. But thank you so much. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.